الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with a number of poets and experts in Persian literature in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on Wednesday, April 5, 2023. The meeting took place on the eve of the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Da'bil al-Khuza'i recited his famous poem in Khurasan, and Imam Rida alayhi salam rewarded him with a jubba. Jubba is a long outer garment. Well, Da'bil left and went to Qom. The people in Qom told him, "We have heard that the Imam has given you a jubba. Give it to us." Da'bil said no. They kept insisting and asking him to give them a piece of it, but he refused. He left Qom with a caravan. Along the way, bandits, those who attacked caravans in the desert, came up to their caravan, stopped them, and took all their belongings from them. The chief of the bandits sat on top of a large rock above them, while the bandits were busy opening the bags of the caravan and taking their things one by one. As he was looking at his agents, he recited this verse, أرى فيئهم في غيرهم متقسما وأيديهم من فيئهم صفرات. The theme of the poem was that he was saying, I see that I am losing what is mine and that which belongs to me. The chief of the thieves was referring to the caravans. In other words, he was saying that they had lost their belongings. Their wealth was in someone else's hand. This was a verse from the ode that Da'bil had recited.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Da'bil told his caravan to go and ask him, the chief of the thieves, who that poem was from. One of the people in his caravan went to him and asked, who is this verse, the poem that you recited from? He said, it is from Da'bil. The person told him that Da'bil is here. Where? He asked. They showed him Da'bil. Da'bil went forward and said, yes, this is my poem. I'm Da'bil. And the chief of the bandits ordered them to return everything they had taken from the caravan. What I want to say is that this is the meaning of media. This poem, for example, was recited in the month of Rajab in Khurasan. A thief memorized it in the month of Sha'ban, and he recited a verse from it as an analogy. This is how poems were circulated and spread. It was a form of media. The media today is different, of course, but poetry has its own place. No other media has that special effect that poetry does. Of course, some forms of media, like the cinema, and probably more influential than poetry, visual media and the like. But they finish and are forgotten. You watch a movie once, you want it twice, and it finishes. But poems remain. They remain for 1,000 years. This is a characteristic of poetry. Therefore, poetry is an effective, long-lasting medium.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.